Very pleased to be joined by our next guest, the head coach of the Calgary Flames, Bill Peters. Good morning, Bill. Where are you?
Morning. I'm down here in Lethbridge getting ready for my son's attending the Western Hockey League camp here, the Hurricanes. We've got a 10 o'clock player coach meeting with their organization, so looking forward to that.
Very nice.
I shouldn't say player coach, player parent. I'm a parent today.
There you go. What's how are the nerves?
They're good. I think they're good, and I think they're good for multiple reasons. One, I think Aiden had a good summer in preparation, and two, he's too young. He's only 15, so he can't make the team. So you're coming to camp in a different mindset when you're really not trying to make the team because you can't play in the league at his age.
Because it's a crazy time, and not to make it personal, but I got a kid that's doing tryouts, and to watch these young men, 14, 15, kind of, it just consumes them. It's too bad in a way. It's kind of nice to see them get dedicated and have something matter that much, but man, it's everybody's wound so tight right now.
Yeah, you can see it, and I'm sure I'll see it today a little bit. And I think when my son, when he steps on the ice, I think there will be a little bit of nerves. But you got to enjoy it, you got to embrace it, and have fun with it the best you can. And it's all a part of learning how to handle those pressures.
Don't get thrown out of the rink, because that'll be big headlines. If Bill Peters
zero chance. It'll be one of the most relaxing days of the summer. I'll enjoy watching some hockey and get back in the rink. It'll be good.
So how was the summer in terms of, because I know that Flames.com was with you. We saw the boat. We saw you relaxing. You're good at relaxing?
Well, it takes a while. It always takes a while to decompress and then get into summer mode. But it was good to have my daughter with us and home from school, and then obviously we were able to get out into the Okanagan for a pretty good stretch of time, and we had good weather and really enjoyed it. So, all in all, a good summer, but also looking forward to getting started again for next year.
Yeah. How long did it take for you? I'm not looking for a specific date, I suppose, but when you finally stop catching yourself brooding about what happened, you'd be sitting somewhere and realize, geez, this is still eating at me. How long did it take for you?
Well, it takes till probably a little bit after Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, right? You're still watching hockey. You're still working on hockey. You're still cutting video. You're watching what's going on in the playoffs and getting yourself ready for the next year. And you're still coming to the office. So until the season's officially over and there's no more NHL playoffs on TV, it takes a while. So the first gut punch where you're, brooding and you're kind of in, I don't know if shock's the right word, but if you're disappointed, it takes a while, but then you're still in coach mode and you're still watching and involved in hockey right until the Stanley Cup's awarded. And then once that happens, about 2 or 3 or 4 days later, then I think it becomes the off season in summer.
I think shock probably is a pretty good word. I think a lot of people were shocked. Losing happens, and it was just in the fashion in which it did. It was over so quickly. What is your autopsy, I suppose, when you go back and take a look at the series? Why did the team perform so drastically different than the regular season? Because we had the question here: what were the Flames? Were they the playoff team or the regular season team? It was a stark contrast in many ways.
Yeah, well, you're both teams, right? And we get to start anew, and we've laid a foundation to be successful, and we have to learn our lessons from the playoffs. And, it was interesting. We were able to handle team speed, and we were able to, hold teams down offensively for the most part during the regular season. And in the playoffs, we never got a firm handle on that. And then when you look back at it, there were some key moments that we needed to execute better in. And as a coaching staff, we needed to have our group better prepared. And it was a unique situation coming down the stretch. Once we clinched the Pacific Division and the Western Conference, that's unusual to clinch as early as we did. I don't know if that's beneficial. So if that ever happens again in my coaching career, I know I would do some things differently. And then go into the playoffs with a little bit more of a battle-tested, hardened mindset, both mentally and physically. And then, there's some games that got away from us in that playoff series. In Game 2, we were up late. They scored with the goalie pulled 6-on-5. In Game 4, we were up 2-0 in the third period at a power play in overtime. So as poorly as we felt we played, we were right there in order to win some games, and it didn't happen for us.
Bill Peters is our guest here on Sportsnet. It's not going to make you feel any better And it's not as like it was justification or anything, but watching other teams, Tampa Bay, the big heavy hitter teams, be upset. Again, it does make you feel better, but does it make it easier to wrap your head around just how unpredictable this year's postseason was?
Well, very unpredictable, and it's very unpredictable in the regular season, too. If you watch, and, you know, we all know the story of St. Louis, where they were and where they ended up and how they got there. So it's tough. I don't think people, and I know people don't have a real good firm grip on how hard it is, A, to qualify, and B, to advance, and then C, to win it. So, you know, for us, well, we got to make sure we do. We're going to hear about the narrative of the regular season and the playoffs, you know, all year long, and we get it, and we're fine with that. But we got to make sure we're A, in the playoffs, and then B, when we arrive in the playoffs, playing at our best and peaking at the right time and getting contributions from everybody. So, you know, I look back, and I thought Gio had a good year. First Norris Trophy winner in Calgary Flame history. I thought Johnny, Monty, and Lindy were a good line at times. And then at other times, you know, it didn't happen for them, and we moved some people around. And we still have these conversations all the time about what we're going to do with our team for 2019-20. And we've got a lot of good pieces. We've got a lot of good young players that have room for internal growth. And that's what's exciting for me. We're going to learn. We're going to have some scar tissue we've got to break down from the playoffs. And then we've got to continue to get better as we go each and every month this season.
Do you talk to other hockey people as either the playoffs are over, once the season is over? Somebody was texting, do you talk to John Cooper? Do you share battle stories with other coaches or other executives in the league?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you're always, you know, looking to get better and everything else. And I got to spend some time with Trotsky this summer. We were at the same place on the same lake, so we got to spend a little bit of time with him. We're going to have a little symposium on the direction of the game with Hitch, myself, and Trotsky, and we ran out of time. That never came together. But you're always bumping into guys and talking hockey and talking about their current situation, how their season went, what they liked, what they didn't like, what they see as trends in the game. The rule changes, little adjustments and coaching challenges and everything else. You want to stay sharp and you want to stay current. And it'll be nice for me here in the next few days. I'm going to hopefully have a little bit of time to spend with, Pete Anholt, talk about what he sees in the Western Hockey League, where the junior game's going. Because these are the kids that eventually come up and play for us at the National Hockey League level, what their challenges are, how their challenges are different than ours. You can always learn from everybody. So that's what we do as coaches in the offseason. We do get away. We have a great summer. There's no question about it, but we're always trying to make ourselves better.
Flames head coach Bill Peters, our guest here on Sportsnet. Brent Cron.
Just a quick question on a couple new faces coming down from Edmonton. Kind of what your expectation is from Lucic and from Talbot as to how they're going to fit in with your club on and off the ice?
Well, I think it's going to be seamless. I think, you know what, I think it's going to be a seamless transition for all those players that changed going from Calgary to Edmonton, Edmonton to Calgary. They're all good players. Lucic gives us a dimension that we basically didn't have. And, you always hear and you read the articles in the summer, everyone's got a chip on their shoulder. Anyone who's gotten bought out or traded has a chip on their shoulder, and they have something to prove, and that's true. Luke has been at the end. I know he headed out east today to continue his training. He looks great. He's in phenomenal shape, very driven, very realistic about where he's at, what he has to do. Like the fact he's wearing 17 instead of 27. I think he had some good success when he was a Boston Bruin wearing 17. And looking forward to getting him in the lineup. Talked about, we have 8 exhibition games, how many he wanted to play, and he threw out a number that was high. And I go, holy jeez, that's a pretty high number for a veteran guy to play that many games. He goes, I want to play. I want you to tell me what I need to do, what I need to do better, and go from there. So real excited about that acquisition, just to give us a different element. And then Cam Talbot, same thing. He's going to come in and push and push Ritter. Ritter had a great year. Nobody talks about it. Nobody wants to admit it, but Ritter was 27-9-5. Pretty good winning percentage there. So he's going to continue to get better. He took a step in year 2, and he'll take another step in year 3. So we're excited about the direction that we're going. And again, when I say that, disappointed with the playoffs, no question, but we're going to be able to flush it and move on and get better and learn and then start the year on time. We got to still start the year on time, have a good regular season in order to qualify, and then once you qualify, you guys see what can happen.
Which kind of leads me to my next question here about goaltending with Rittich. I mean, the first year he was in the league, he did good, he did well. Last year he really improved upon that. He had Smitty kind of playing with him, 1A, 1B, kind of throughout the season. Do you see Rittich, you know, moving forward, getting better this season? And then B, the second part of the question is having Cam Talbot as a 1A, 1B guy. You know, Smitty's mentality is quite a bit different than Cam. I've heard a lot of good things about Cam, just personality-wise. Do you think he's going to thrive kind of working with Cam in that 1A, 1B scenario?
I do. And then, you know this, Connor, you look around the league, the day of the workhorse goaltender is diminishing. The day of the 70 starts, 75 starts, those are long gone just with the travel and everything else and the way the season's a little bit compacted. So especially in the West, you need both guys. And we're gonna use both guys. So we'll start looking at it. We put our rosters together already for the 8 exhibition games. Obviously, it's fluid. It's going to change due to injury and due to guys earning an opportunity to play more. But we have a firm plan on what we want to do in net. But I think both guys are going to be real good. We got to play better in front of them, too. Team defense is a big thing. You know that. When the team's tight, when you're predictable defensively away from the puck, it's easier for the goaltender. So there's some improvements we can make. And then some of those improvements are in the way we play with our systems. So we'll make a few changes to the way we play that I think will benefit our goaltenders and allow us to have success as a group.
A lot of times, especially this year, it felt like the Stanley Cup playoffs was almost a different sport to compared to how the regular season was played. As a coach, is it tough to get ready for a season knowing that the first 82 games can be vastly different than that last stretch run to the Cup?
Yeah, you know what? And that's the reality. I think everyone who's been in the game, that's spent a lot of time in the game, knows that it's played differently and it's officiated differently and it's officiated differently in the exhibition season too, unfortunately in the exhibition season everything's called, then you get into regular season and we get going and going and going, and then it relaxes a little bit, and the NHL will tell you that what happens is players get more disciplined and they know what's being called and they adjust to the rules, and then the playoff hockey comes and it's a different brand of hockey. So the unfortunate thing is in the exhibition season you're trying to evaluate players and you want to play 5-on-5 to get a 5-on-5 evaluation, and you want everyone to get ice time, and then all you do in the exhibition season is play on the power play and the penalty kill when you don't really need it, and then you get into the regular season and you know how that goes, and then it's a different style of hockey. It's officiated differently, and the standards change, and that's something that teams have to adjust to, and we're one of those teams that have to adjust to that.
The season already not getting off to the start that some would like, as Juuso Välimäki goes down with an injury in training. How much contact do you have with Välimäki when the news comes out, and just what's that interaction like?
Well, it's tough. You're gutted for the individual, right? You feel terrible for the kid. He's such a good kid. He's such a hardworking kid, and he hurts himself training. And, you know, for me, I had him on the hockey team, obviously. I think he would have been on our team and formed a real good pair with Andy full-time in the three pair, giving us a dominant three pair with that side. So that was a tough one. And you know what, at that time of year, it's for the kid. The season hasn't even started, so it's not like you're sitting there talking about your team. You're worried about the individual, and he misses a stretch of development. And at a young age, that's what's important. But he's a driven player. He's going to have a great career. He's going to have a long career. And then all of a sudden, Brad and his management group, they get busy, and you see what they're trying to do with the acquisition of PTO of McDonald, and still continuing to look for some depth both at the defensive position and up front. And sort of a little bit of a different summer, and throws those guys a curveball. But as players, it opens up opportunity also. So now there's Shillington sitting there who was good for us when he came up too. So now Shilly's sitting there going, boy, that's my opportunity also. So I think we're going to have a very competitive camp. And when I talk about being competitive, it's not only to make the team. And you know what? We got a good team. We got a young team and with a lot of guys coming back. But it's to compete for your opportunity, your ice time, and your role within the team. So it'll be a real competitive preseason and the early part of the regular season.
Bill Peters, our guest here on Sportsnet. I just wanted to double back a little bit to the Lucic. I realize it's crazy to be asking about line combos and that in August, but as you said, you've kind of got, things are fluid, but you've got an idea what the preseason rosters are going to look like. And a year ago, you really felt like Lindholm was going to be your guy in that top line, and he fit in great. As far as Lucic, is it a third line Ryan Bennett? How do you see Lucic and the best spot that you as a coach can put him in to succeed?
Well, I see him playing. I got to keep the big guy involved, right? He's got to be involved, so he needs some ice time. And he needs to, his best seasons have always been with a right-handed center. I know that. You go do your research and your history on his career. And so the best he's played was with Krejci as a right-handed center in Boston, his offensive numbers. But Lucha is about a lot of different things, too. The numbers are going to be the numbers. And there's many ways he can impact a hockey game. So we'll see. Right now, we got to move, in my mind, we'll be moving somebody over a left-handed shot forward over to the right side. I thought Mangiapane was real good. He's a guy that could possibly play with Lutz and give him some speed and some skill and some tenacity on the puck. So we'll see how it all goes. But I see him playing, in that middle six. I see him on the second unit PP net front, and I also see him playing some shifts with Johnny and Monty. So I think finally now we have that dimension. So when Johnny's getting the sticks broke across his hand and the two-handers, that maybe there's a guy who can go play right wing and put an end to that.
A lot of people will argue, and when they hear that, there will be some people who will be rejoicing and love that aspect of the game, and others feel it's kind of gone the way of the dodo bird, that there's no need for that anymore. Do you think you missed that last year?
Well, it's still a part of our game, right? It's diminishing. Like we all know where the game's headed, and it's there's fewer and fewer people and players who play that way. And it's still a part of the game. We all know that. And intimidation is still a part of the game. And then you've seen, you can have the debate about what type of team do you want to be. Is St. Louis a big, heavy team? Is now that going to be the trend in hockey? Big, heavy, hard, forecheck, big bodies. And we have these talks and debates all the time, but you don't need 12 forwards that are all the same. But now this gives us some diversity in our lineup.
So that summer's over, right? You're in Lethbridge. You got the boy on the ice. You'll be coming back to Calgary. The fun's over. That's it.
Well, no, there's still time for a little bit of fun. It's been fun going into work, and the guys are trickling in and having their informal skates. And as a staff, we're knocking on their videos. Last week, first couple days of this week, had some good days with our staff, and still got the Labor Day Classic. We're trying to get that figured out. Are we going to the game? Are we going to host some people over at the house? That's always a fun day.
Big deal,
so
yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal, and that's a good game. It's a lot of fun, so we'll get that all figured out. So you gotta enjoy it, but I'm telling you, it's getting to be a little cooler out in the evenings, and being in the rink today is going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to just watching hockey today here with no skin in the game, right? Like, you don't have to worry about me getting kicked out. I won't say a word. I'm just going to watch these young players play.
Yeah, behave. It'll go. Yeah, we don't need that. Bad start to this.
You might not even see me in the rink. I'll just be in a little hidden spot. There's a few in the old NMAC Center.
That's
a few
right.
Spots you can hide and don't even know, right? So I might be in one of those locations.
Bill, good to talk to you. We'll see you next week at the charity golf event.
Yeah, I look forward to it, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Peters of course, the Calgary Flames head coach.